Next, David speaks of the spiritual benefits you would likely experience when setting the intention for the highest good of all concerned into your thoughts and actions.
A decision is being made that will affect the lives of other people, and you ask, in the name of the highest good, this would be a suitable choice to make. So you're trying to take it off what is a personal good. Well, the ego is very clever at hiding itself. It'll tell you, this is for the good of the community that I'm building this hospital and palace. So you ask in the name of the highest good. Now, the answer will sometimes be what you expect. And then other times it will not be what you expect. Why? Because consciousness has access to multi-millions of factors which you don't know. So the best you can do if you try to make it personal would be it's all you're really doing is give it your best possible guess with very, very limited information. All you can usually see is the immediate personal gain. You don't see how this is going to impact the lives of others, much less how it's going to impact the lives of others down through the centuries, let's say. So a little decision has tipped the balance, and now life is going to go down a different conduit. So we always ask, in the name of the highest good, and we get many requests about many things. And we just ask, in the highest good, we should be best to answer this letter, or it might be best to ignore this letter. Provocative lover is trying to seduce you. They want to sap your energy and get you involved. I mean, you could spend all your life just answering a couple of very vociferous, contentious kinds of people who spend all their life, I guess, in front of a computer sending out emails and blog sites. So we just say, what's best to answer this? It's best to ignore this? It's best to give this a brief response if there's a question. If you were out in a lonely road or you've never been, there's a fork in the road. And this I've actually done. You say, would serve that as good to take the left turn or take the right turn? Well, the map says it would be shorter if you took this turn. But what you don't know is that 500 feet from the road, there's a ravine. It's now full of water, and you can't get across there. See? The infinite knows that, but it doesn't show on the map. So you're asking infinite wisdom. Genuflection itself is 540. Kneeling to pray, prayerful hand crest. So devotional acts, turning prayer wheels, burning of incense, the Wailing Wall, bathing in the Ganges. You see, these are all devotional acts, the acts of devotion, acknowledgement of the presence of God. So that act itself is at 540. Bathing in the Ganges and the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, that I may be a pathway of service to thee, O Lord. A selfless pathway, so selfless service. Prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. And when I do have to give a sermon in some church, I usually give it on turning your life into a prayer, how to convert spiritual teachings into an inner reality and a way of being in the world, that your life then becomes the prayer. You become the prayer. And everything is gladdened by your presence. And as you walk through the woods, the trees, everything living is aware of the presence of divinity. Whether you believe it or not, it's a fact. So that which you have become is what transforms the world. So when people say, what can I do to save the world, help the world? I say, first of all, surrender to God, and then become the prayer, so that you, by virtue of your presence, have already changed the likelihood of events in the world. So a group like this has an effect on the consciousness of all of life. It's elevating the level of consciousness of mankind by virtue of that which you are. By virtue of that which you are already radiating out an energy into the field of consciousness itself. Therefore, to love God, to love everything that exists, to see the beauty and perfection of all that exists, lifts the level of all of mankind. So, how you help the rest of the people in the world is through perfection of your own spiritual evolution. By that, you raise the common level of consciousness. And you see, as you raise the level of the sea, you lift all the ships upon the sea. Now, if any one of you, or even this group, tries to lift even one ship, you're not going to make it. All of us together are not going to lift one ship. But together, we lift the sea. And as the sea rises, all the thousands of ships on the sea, and the millions and millions of tonnage is lifted effortlessly. So our contribution to the world is the perfection of our own self. So the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, then, is a way to live, that you yourself become a channel of God's will to the best of your comprehension of what that might be. And sometimes we use kinesiology to decide which way we would be of the greatest service. We get invited to do many things, and we ask in the name of the highest good. So the way to get the best accuracy with kinesiology is to ask in the name of the highest good, in the name of the highest good. That gets your personal selfishness and your personal ego out of the way. And of course, when you ask for the name of the highest good, you are included in the highest good. And people always forget that. You say, well, it would be for the highest good for me to accept this business deal. Now, that may sound selfish. On the other hand, if you're spiritually oriented, it could be, are you being of the greatest service by making that move or not? So when you get a yes or a no, that includes you as well. It doesn't say it's good for the world, but bad for you or vice versa. Because what's good for you is good for the world, is it not? Once you get your ego out of the way. Because prayer is a form of supplication. Prayer itself calibrates quite high because it's a statement of declaration of intention as well as an entreaty. I think the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi pretty much sums it all up. And the 91st Psalm sums it all up. So all you need is one prayer and one psalm. You can go the whole way on that. You don't need 42 canoes to get across the river. You don't have to change canoes every 20 feet, you know? One spiritually inspired teaching. Lord, let me be a servant, thy servant. 91st Psalm, those who place their faith in me are mine. That's one of the greatest declarations. You don't have to hear any more than that. Jesus said, those who believe in my name, I will speak for them to the Father in heaven. So you don't need much more than all of that. You can really serve the world by fulfilling your spiritual potentiality. And then, by virtue of what you have become, you are affecting the level of the water in the sea. People think in terms of doingness. What are you going to do to solve this? Doingness, the world is nothing but one frantic doingness after another. And its major problems are exactly the same as they've always been, just with higher tech expression. So, to be the fulfillment of your own spiritual capacity and potentiality automatically contributes to the collective consciousness of mankind. It behooves all of us to evolve to the greatest degree we can spiritually, because by so doing, we change the buoyancy of the water, and that which would have sunk before will now float. So, let's say every prayer, everything you do that raises your own level of consciousness is already saving lives in Darfur. The child who's laying there, hopeless and agonized, starving to death with his belly swollen up. What can you do for that child? You'd say, well, forgiving the people who did that, how's that going to help? It's going to help. So, in other words, every iota that you can raise your own level of consciousness. They say, well, practically speaking, how would that affect the child? Well, it would make a difference whether the child dies in a state of fear or whether that child goes into a state of peace. Should the child be terrified of dying or should the child welcome it as final relief? And when it dies in final relief and then finds oneself in one's spiritual body beyond pain and suffering, you say, well, you didn't save the child's life. No, but you saved the child's consciousness of sinking into despair instead of seeing that hope comes from unseen sources. Now, how did that arrive to the child? The child already knows to call on God. The child calls on God. The higher angels hear that, and the radiance goes forth to the child, who instead of dying in a state of agony at level 90, dies in a state of hopefulness. So you have made a contribution. It's not visible within the visible world, but you can check all out what I'm saying with kinesiology and you find it's true. A prayer does not go unanswered. It gets heard. And then, depending on one's karmic merit, it's answered, and it's answered in a degree that is significant and beneficial. But it is the overall hopefulness, this feeling of joy. I'm now freed of limitation instead of agony, thinking that you're actually going to die.
You could diminish the fear of death by your own awareness that no such thing is possible. We've done this question over and over in front of a multitude of audiences. There's the law of conservation of energy. It cannot be destroyed. It can only change form. There's the law of conservation of matter. It cannot be destroyed. It can only change form. And unknown to mankind, really unknown as far on a verifiable level, is neither can life itself be destroyed. Life can only change form. You cannot destroy life. So when you smack a moth, you think, I just killed it. No, he goes right on flying in his etheric body. And we've checked this question many times. Does the fly notice that it just got whacked out of its physicality and it's only in its etheric spiritual body, only in its etheric body? And it says, no, it doesn't even notice it. The same if you ask, does a cat differentiate between the dream world that you can see in its face twitching or the dog dreaming? Does he differentiate from being awake and conscious in the world or his dream state? And it says, no. The dream rabbit he's chasing in his dream is just as good as a rabbit in this world. It's all the same. He doesn't say this is a dream and then disqualified as unreal. The subjective experiential is then what is real. So what we can do for the world then is to purify ourselves and to advance our own level of consciousness as much as we're capable of. And by doing that, we automatically and significantly decrease the amount of suffering in the world and lift the consciousness of all of mankind.